All right, you just come off a Monday night game. Eagles are on a bye. What kind of new challenges does that present for you this week?
Well, you know, obviously with the reduced amount of time just in terms of overall preparation, you know, you have some challenges there, but that's the way it goes. I mean, it's, you know, you also, you know, it's been less than 48 hours that we were actually out playing the ball game, so so we have to certainly contend with that as well.
Coach, Michael Vick's back, and DeSean Jackson is likely going to play. In a league where there's a whole lot of parity, especially in the NFC, which I know isn't where you are, but how much of a difference can that make for the Eagles? How much of a challenge is it to have two dynamic guys like that to defend against?
Well, I can tell you what a challenge it is for us in preparation for them. You know, they are extremely talented, extremely explosive. And, you know, anytime you have, you know, those kinds of guys running around, which we certainly see every single week, it seems like, you know, Michael Vick is a very, very talented individual that can beat you in a variety of different ways. Great speed and also can throw the ball as well. And you know, you mentioned Jackson, but, you know, and he's a talented guy that has, you know, speed to burn, but also Macklin. Is a very explosive guy. McCoy is a guy we have to be concerned with, who can take it to the house, you know, at any moment. A veteran offensive line that's a good solid group, and heck of a tight end. I mean, all across the board, fullback that will get after you. You know, they present a lot of problems for us.
What's the hardest thing about defending Vic?
Well, you know, oftentimes you find guys that, you know, that they have one dimension, and they do certain things well, or one thing extremely well. This guy does a number of things well. You know, the danger is, number one, that if he gets out of the pocket, he's not one of those guys that's likely to be satisfied with, you know, getting out of bounds. Number two, he can extend plays. His eyes are always up down the field when he's moving around, so therefore receivers that can run and cover ground, it gives them a little extra time to get run away from you, particularly those that can really run like the two that they have, you know, with Macklin and Jackson. So that gives you even more of a problem handling Michael Vick, so, you know, in concert with them.
How have you, your team's been through a lot of injuries on offense and lots of personnel changes. How have you, I guess, kept things rolling, kept the team progressing through all that?
Well, you know, it's one of those things from week to week. We just take it one game at a time, and you know, we coach who shows up. You know, the guys that are there and available and ready to go, we have to get them ready. We have a good veteran leadership. I think that's important to understand on both sides of the ball. So they're kind of buffered. I think some of the young guys that are getting their first opportunities are buffered a little bit by some guys that really understand and know their craft, so we're able to kind of keep it going in the right direction.
And how much of that comes down to having a guy like Peyton Manning who can help direct the offense from...
Well, that's one of the veterans we're talking about, you know. We say we have a number of veterans on our team that, you know, certainly can assist with that. From an offensive standpoint, there's no question about that. He, you know, certainly helps, and he's like, you know, the great point guard that has the ability to make others around him, you know, even better. And he certainly does indeed have that.
What enables him to do that, I guess, you know, versus other quarterbacks? I mean, is it just because he's been in the league for so long and obviously has, you know, a lot of talent? I mean, is it versus a younger quarterback who might not be able to do the same thing and adjust so quickly when, you know, receivers change?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that I think go into it. Number one, you know, he's a very bright guy, very, very smart. Number two, he has great grasp of our offense. Number three, he's been around a while. It's not like... this is all new to him. He's faced a lot of challenges before, and he handles them with great poise. So I think those all contribute to it.
Dwight Freeney, 7 sacks in 6 games versus the NFC. Describe how much of a game changer he is.
Well, you know, Dwight is an explosive guy. You know, he's a guy that certainly can get up the field. He has a great blend of and combination of speed and power, and he can turn speed into power. And you know, he's one of those guys that can you know, give you different moves that you have to contend with, some that are with finesse, some with power, and some with just out-and-out speed. So I think that variety of things that he's able to do certainly has been able to create some problems for, you know, not just, you know, our next opponent, but we're talking about he's had 89 sacks since he's been in the league. So, you know, he's been a real factor for us over the years.
You guys have struggled a bit against the run. I mean, how important is it, you know, we saw last week to get teams, you know, to do that and to get teams in third and long situations and have guys, you know, enable Freeney to kind of put his ears back and go?
Well, it's very difficult to do, first of all, because teams have so much balance and run the ball so well. For us, that's always a factor that we have to be able to make certain that, you know, that we don't let these great backs really kind of chew up ground on us and keep the offense in positions where they have manageable third down. So, and that's a real challenge for us. I think, as you've seen week in and week out, we've been kind of up and down. Some weeks we've been pretty good against the run. Other weeks we have not been as good. The weeks that we're not good against the run are the weeks where we have obviously some difficulty.
Freeney's, I think, typically coming from the quarterback's blind side. Obviously, with Vic being a lefty, that's different. Do you switch up the defense at all when you're facing a lefty, or does everybody, him and Mathis, stay on their typical sides of the field?
Well, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but if we did, I wouldn't tell you.
Right.
But you know, obviously Robert is also a guy who's has got speed and ability and certainly a talented player as well. So I think they both kind of give us great bookends in that regard.
Thanks, Coach.
You.